Hi, GWA, this is Turkish Trooper here, and this ramble is sponsored by Pepsi. Oh god, I wish, but no. Anyway, so, this was brought to my attention because I was listening to, a version of the Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter, and they performed it in Amsterdam. Back in 1995, and this is one of my favorite versions of Give Me Shelter ever. Because you know why? I'll tell you why. Because there's this woman that toured with them at some point in time, and her name is Lisa Fisher. You know where I'm going with this. I'm going to talk about a lot of underrated sinners. Underrated sinners! Oh my god, underrated singers. So anyway, speaking of underrated singers, Lisa Fisher, of course. So I was listening to a version of the, my favorite version of Gimme Shelter, with her doing the backing vocals and the rape, murder, it's a shot away, it's just a shot away. And oh my god. Every single time we get to that part of rape, murder, it's just a shot away, it's just a shot away. She kills it. Every single time I hear that version. But let me tell you something. The original of Gimme Shelter that you hear on Let It Bleed, with Mary Clayton doing the original backing vocals on the rape, murder, it's just a shot away, it's just a shot away. It's good too, but, this was the version that I have heard first before the original of Gimme Shelter, because my dad had a VHS recording of Rolling Stones doing all these tours in the small clubs in Europe and stuff where they performed in Amsterdam, they performed in Paris, all those little gigs they did in the small clubs during that time. And that version of Gimme Shelter stuck with me more than anything. More than any other version of Get Me Shelter there was. That was the only one that I remember and I adore with all my heart. Because listen. Lisa Fisher? Oh. That girl can sing. I gotta tell you something. Lisa Fisher, she is criminally underrated. Let me just tell you that. And she only had one album out. That was back in 1991. This was like 4 years before. Well, no. She 2 years. 2 or 3 years prior to that, she sung with the Rolling Stones on the Steel Wheels tour, I think. And I think that was her first tour with them, I think. I don't know, but anyway, she was also a backup singer for Luther Vandross, and Luther Vandross was the backup singer for David Bowie. I know almost all of you know this, but it's just, oh my god. Okay, so Lisa Fisher was the backup singer for the Rolling Stones and Luther Vandross. I don't know if she was any other singer's backup vocalist, but Lord, when you get her up in front of the mic, it magic, and those high notes she hits. I'm sorry, but listen. If you're a Mariah Carey fan, don't listen to this, because I'm gonna say Lisa Fisher, she could do those whistle notes better than anybody I've ever heard. But, okay, hold on just a sec. Although I do say that Minnie Riperton, she does a really good whistle register, but listen, Lisa Fisher, okay, So here's a song I would recommend if you want to listen to more of Lisa Fisher's stuff. I really, truly recommend How Can I Ease the Pain? Because during that middle eight of the soul where she hits that really, really high note, it's a G6. It's a G6. Like a G6. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. My mind is just so distracted. Oh my God. Ugh. Okay, so she hit a G6 in the middle of How Can I Ease the Pain. But no. But if you hear the live version, she doesn't hit the G6, but she does hit an E6 though. And that is the purest high note I have ever heard. And that's the same note she hit during the live version of Gimme Shelter with the Rolling Stones. And I'm just like, whoa, hold on, hold it, stop everything. What kind of note was that? That was like dog whistle high. And, oh, so good. It was so good, yeah. I don't know if a fetish for high notes is a thing, but to me it is. I'm just creaming in my jeans right now. But anyway, yes, but no. Okay, so listen to this. Lisa Fisher. God, she is very criminally underrated. Very criminally underrated. Oh my God. Look her up on YouTube. You will not be disappointed at all. Trust me. That girl has a voice. One of the voices of the angels. Angels everywhere. I just have to collect myself for a moment there. But yeah, if you really want a really good live performance, other than Gimme Shelter, of course, go check out the live version that she did of How Can I Ease the Pain. Oh, chills. You can't see them, but I got chills all over my arms just thinking about it. And it's just, oh, the hairs on my arms are just standing up just thinking about it. Just, oh my God. I don't know. No. Okay, Tark, stop getting distracted. Okay, and another one I would like to discuss, because about a month ago, I rediscovered Kansas, the band, and lo and behold, they had other songs other than Carry On Wayward Son. Wow, is that surprising? Yeah, and other than Dust in the Wind, of course. But let me tell you something, that's another criminally underrated vocalist. I don't know if y'all think that, but I think so. But, of course, Steve Walsh is a very good, very, very good vocalist. And y'all all know that because Carry On Wayward Son, because of that last note, the Don't You Cry No More, that, it was just like, whoa, yes, but there are so many other songs where he just blows it out of the water, just like, woo, because I got into one of their albums called Mask, and there was this song, this little ditty called It's You. And I had absolutely no idea. No, now this is where my fetish for high notes comes out. Okay, so I heard the song It's You from the Mask album. And right at that 1 minute and 44 second mark, there was a note I was not expecting at all from Steve. At all. And it was just like, whoa, I knew he could hit high notes, but I didn't know he could hit that high. Because, yeah, it was just that C-sharp 6 note. And I was like, wait, that really high falsetto he does right there? Whoa. Holy crap. I knew he can belt pretty good, but when that head voice, that falsetto note that he did in that song, it's you. Ooh. It shooketh. Left me shook. All over. Because I had no idea he could sing like that. I had no idea. This is what you get when you go beyond songs like Carry On Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind, and Point of No Return. This is what you get if you go way back before Point of No Return or Left Overture. And then you got, listen to Mask, and it's just, ooh, yes. And speaking of that same album, there was another song that was on there which really left me impressed, thoroughly impressed, was the song called The Pinnacle, which is off the same album, Mask. And now, here's the thing. The whole song is just magical. All of those 9 minutes and something seconds. Wow. Wow. And it was, God. I've no words. And especially at the end of the song where you think it's just a violin at the end. No, you hear a voice in the back singing those same notes that the violin was playing. And yes, that is Steve Walsh singing that high C, that really high C note. C6 in the sixth octave. Optimus Prime! No, anyway, no. I'm... Tark, will you stop getting distracted? Okay, anyway, that C6 note that Steve hits in the end of the song, and I'm just like, he hits it so flawlessly! And if y'all don't believe me, go look up Kansas doing that song live at the... What was that dude's... Don... Oh, I'm gonna search him up. It was some kind of live show. Don Kirshner. The Don Kirshner Show. And Kansas was performing that song live, and at the end of the song, you could really much hear Steve singing along with the violin. Really high! And I'm just like, what? What? Oh my god. This, oh my god. Oh. Oh, yeah. Steve Walsh. Oh. He is so slept on, I think. I mean, just like Lisa Fisher, he is so slept on. Because, oh my god, really? And then, you know, what the sad thing about it is, you know, it the more the years came, you know how it is. As years went on, his voice kind of deteriorated. But I think it still sounded good in the mid-90s, early 2000s, I thought. But it wasn't the same. It didn't have that same clarity. It is just like, it takes a lot of effort for him to hit those notes. Because all his life he's been singing outward. And right now it's just like, yeah, it's just, he can't do it without putting in so much effort anymore. Whereas back then, he wouldn't even have to. And, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Steve. My man, Steve. Good God. My God. But then it didn't even help, too, that he did... That he was kind of... Kind of deep in drugs at the time, too, so that probably played a part in kind of having his voice deteriorating through the years. But I will tell you this much. That boy can belt. That boy could belt his freaking heart out. I'm speechless. This, yeah, like I said, this goes way beyond Carry On Wayward Son. I'm just saying, it's really, really, oh, 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 oh my god. That's so good. So, so good. Oh yeah, I forgot. Not to mention he's a stellar keyboardist too, so yeah. But I'm talking about singers, because him as a singer, A1, A1, 5 stars, 5 out of 5. If I would have gone 11 out of 10 would listen to again. Oh my god. I'm fangirling, can you tell? oh, there was another song, another singer in mind that I thought was very, very criminally underrated. God. Oh, I couldn't even think of her name now, but it was just right there at the tip of my tongue, and then I lost it as I was fangirling over Steve Walsh. It's awful. It is awful. So awful. But, no, I guess those are the only two singers that come to mind, I think. That and, Shiza, what was I thinking? Oh, God, Tark, think, brain blast. Do one of those brain blasts like Jimmy Neutron or something. Oh god, I think I'm gonna have to stop it here because those are all the only two singers that come to mind right now. But if I ever get the chance to do another ramble or rant about these singers that I think popular or not, I would think like just I would probably over-glorify their techniques or something, like, ooh, their head voice is so good, and their chest voice is even more so, their belting is so awesome, blah, 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 and I don't even know these terms anyway, because I don't know jack shit about voice techniques, and that's a sad thing, because I'm a singer, and but I don't even know these things. I'm ashamed. I'm so ashamed. But anyway, yes, those are the only two singers that come to mind when it comes to, like, when it comes to having that much power, having that much lack in effort, positive lack in effort, because they just know how to work a crowd with their singing. And it's just wow. Yes. So I'll let y'all know if I think of any other singers that just amaze the hell out of me. So yeah. This is all I have for right now. So I am so glad y'all got to listen to me ramble a little bit, so yeah. Alright, Tarkish Trooper signing out. Bye-bye.